USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. House Republicans hope to take a vote today on a bill that would raise the debt limit, but also mandate some big spending cuts. NBC correspondent Ryan Noble says after a couple of changes made to the bill early this morning,
they are feeling pretty bullish about their chances of passing this bill, and that's because while there are some differences about kind of the technicalities of this legislation, they are united in using this as leverage to prevent the Biden spending.
As for what Republicans want to cut, Office of Management and Budget head Shalandra Brown says they're programs that people want.
We're talking about veterans' medical care, nutrition for seniors like Meals on Wheels, rail safety, FAA cuts.
The bill's considered dead on arrival in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Another Republican's running for president, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson's making the announcement today. Right now he's polling at about 3% among likely Republican voters. Former magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll is scheduled to testify today in her civil suit against former President Trump. Carroll's suing in civil court for damages from Trump's alleged rape of her nearly 30 years ago. Trump denies it happened. The Manhattan DA is asking for a protective order against Trump to try to stop him from attacking online people involved in the so-called hush money case. Prosecutors say Trump has a history of attacking those involved in lawsuits against him. Flooding is on the minds of millions around the USA this week. The National Weather Service says the Mississippi River in Wisconsin will crest just over 16 feet this week. Downstream, they're looking at the possibility of the worst flooding in 20 years. The British government is putting the brakes on Microsoft's $69 billion purchase of the gaming platform Activision Blizzard. The UK's antitrust regulator says the deal would suppress competition in cloud gaming, a sector in which Microsoft already holds about two-thirds of the worldwide business. This is USA News.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats, all your furry friends, and up to 70% off. Shop at wagthensave.com. That's wagthensave.com. Wagon Save offers fast two-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at wagonsave.com. That's wagthenSave.com.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Lots of praise for the toy maker Mattel over the latest edition of its iconic Barbie doll. This new one depicts a young woman with Down syndrome. Great news for parents, according to Brian Lopez of the Down Syndrome Association of South Texas.
You're able to now show your loved one, who may love playing with dolls, that you're no different than anyone else.
And he says the market these days is growing.
You either know someone or have someone in your family, because one in every 700 babies in the United States is born with Down syndrome.
Lopez says he hopes the new Barbie will start conversations and dispel many of the myths surrounding Down syndrome. How worried should we be about having a president who's 80-plus years old?
It's a legitimate concern. Eisenhower, back in the 1950s, had a couple of heart attacks while he was president.
Political scientist Cal Gilson says there's a more recent example as well.
Ronald Reagan, in the 1980s, in his second term, was afflicted with the beginnings of Alzheimer's.
Gilson says President Biden's age will be an issue in the campaign, especially if he stumbles, either physically or verbally. The growing concern over natural gas as a contributor to global warming has made its way into some state legislatures. New York lawmakers and the governor have now reached a deal to ban natural gas in newly constructed buildings of 7 stories or less by the end of 2026. 2 years after that, no new buildings of any size in the Empire State would be allowed to have natural gas. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.